Hello, I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the daily wrap-up for Thursday, April 4th, 2024, keeping you abreast of the latest on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Let's dive straight into the notable happenings of today. Our first item comes from the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, also known as APRA, which is scrutinizing super fund investments. A rising concern is about whether superannuation funds are fulfilling their fiduciary duties when directing investments towards non-governmental, affordable housing. NSW Senator Andrew Bragg has voiced these concerns, specifically questioning whether funds such as Aware Super's investments in discounted housing for key workers meets the best financial interest standards. The outcome of this inquiry could significantly shape the future governance of superfund investments. We'll keep you posted on this as more information becomes available. In international news, a survey by Your Money Financial Security has highlighted growing concerns of financial stress worldwide, largely attributed to the spike in inflation. Over half of adults in key economies feel less financially secure than the previous generation, expressing worry for their children's economic future. This highlights an urgent demand for financial institutions and policymakers to assist individuals in coping with inflation and its resonating effects. Closer to home, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, AFCA for short, is urging lenders to enhance their support for borrowers experiencing financial hardship. In 2023, AFCA received over 100,000 complaints, a quarter more than the previous year. Home loans and credit card repayments were major areas of grievance. AFCA suggests that consumers experiencing difficulties should seek help early on. Complaints can be brought to AFCA for resolution if unresolved by respective financial institutions. Assistance is readily available through AFCA's online portal, the National Debt Helpline, as well as six Money Smart resources. Finally, the Australian Council of Trade Unions, or ATU, has received contributions worth over $740,000 from industry superfunds. They assure these contributions are set to directly benefit members, with transparency always a priority. ACTU also notes a distinction between directors' fees and member value enhancement during recent Senate discussions. The ACU is committed to advancing worker engagements with superfunds to improve their financial welfare. Collaborations between unions and member-focused funds are designed to provide valuable information to union members, enhancing their work and retirement lives. That concludes our daily wrap for Thursday, April 4th. For more on these stories, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, and I'll be back with you tomorrow with more updates from the world of finance. Join us then.